USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In many states across the country, coronavirus cases are again rising. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy wants to see the federal government step in and take more control.
This thing is lethal. New Jersey's paid an enormous price. We've lost over 13,000 confirmed fatalities from COVID-19. We're starting to see small spikes in reinfection from folks coming back from places like Myrtle Beach and as well as in Florida, other hot spots. To me, it says we need a national strategy.
Many cities are seeing spikes as more businesses reopen. Medical experts are saying the key to flattening the curve is knowing how to do it safely.
When we talk about indoor restaurants opening, when we talk about hairdressers, barbershops, etc., what we're worried about more than anything there is close contact of individuals with poor ventilation.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The energy company behind the Atlantic Coast Pipeline announced their intention to cancel the project, citing the cost of it and regulatory hurdles. Duke Energy and Dominion Energy said they abandoned the proposed $8 billion pipeline, which would have carried natural gas 600 miles through West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina, as well as underneath the Appalachian Trail. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 to overturn a lower court ruling that found the U.S. Forest Service did not have the authority to grant a special use permit to allow construction of the pipeline below the Appalachian Natural Scenic Trail. One person died and another was injured after a driver plowed into a group of pedestrians on a closed stretch of Interstate 5 in Seattle. Summer Taylor, 24, died Saturday night at Harborview Medical Center after the incident. Diaz Love, 32, was in serious condition in intensive care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Officials have recovered the body of a 59-year-old hiker who accidentally fell into the Grand Canyon on Friday. The visitor had fallen from the west rim of Mather Point. Park rangers found the body of Maria Salgado Lopez of Scottsdale, Arizona, 100 feet below the canyon's rim. According to her family, Salgado Lopez was hiking off the trail taking pictures when she accidentally stepped off the edge. There's been a spike in COVID-19 cases at the University of Washington in Seattle, and USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
An outbreak of coronavirus cases has now been reported at the University of Washington's Greek Row in Seattle. The public university said it confirmed that at least 89 fraternity house residents have tested positive for COVID-19. Four students who did not live on Greek Row but had contact with residents have also tested positive. Dr. Jeffrey Gottlieb, chair of the university's advisory committee on communicable diseases, said in a statement, "The number of cases is concerning and reminds us that outbreaks can quickly spiral." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
One person died and another was injured after a driver plowed into a group of pedestrians on a closed stretch of Interstate 5 in Seattle. Summer Taylor, 24, died Saturday night at Harborview Medical Center after the incident. Diaz Love, 32, was in serious condition in intensive care.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.